This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep. Used to be that a 1600 on the SAT was considered a perfect score. Students who received their SAT scores this week know that 1600 is no longer anything much to celebrate. This year's scores included the new essay portion of the test, and high schoolers everywhere are trying to make sense of their numbers, as NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
There are still perfect SAT scores. In fact, 107 lucky high school students nationwide got them. Gideon Wald, a junior at San Francisco's University High School, was in the computer lab when he logged on, and there was the new golden number, 2400, next to his own name.
I was hoping for a score that I could be proud of, basically. But I was definitely surprised to see that I had done as well as I did.
Acing the SAT isn't a free pass to the college of your choice, and Wald is looking at some pretty selective schools, including Harvard, Brown, Princeton, and Yale. But without a doubt, his top score puts him in the running.
My parents were really just overjoyed because obviously it's a huge relief. It's just a load off all of our minds. It's something I won't have to go through again. I won't have to waste another Saturday morning sitting in that testing room.
Some 300,000 students took the new SAT for the first time last month. The hated analogies were gone, but the test is twice as long and includes a third section, a written essay, that bumped the top score up to 2400. For those who fell short of perfection, many are left wondering where their scores fit in.
I didn't know what to think when I got my scores. I was like, is this good? Is this bad? Like, what are we looking at here?
Sarah Bailey is a junior in Alexandria, Virginia. Her classmate, Christine Runton, is also unsure. She wants to go to the University of California at Berkeley, but she can't figure out if her total score of 1920 qualifies her or not.
My target score was going to be about 2000 just because I wanted to get within 400 points of perfect score. I felt like that might be a good score, but the whole score, 1920, doesn't really mean much because colleges haven't released anything that they're looking for.
Colleges are still trying to figure out the scores as well. Paul Marthers, dean of admissions at Reed College in Portland, Oregon, thinks he knows roughly what qualifies as a new good score.
I would say over 1900. Something between 1900 and 2400 would put you in that zone of acceptability, but there's always going to be exceptions.
Of course, some advisors still say the whole obsession with SAT scores is overblown. Jonathan Ryder is the director of college counseling at Gideon Wald School, University High. He says any good admissions director takes into account a lot more than this one number.
The SAT score qualifies you. It gets you taken seriously. And if you have a better score, it helps. If you have a worse score, it hurts. But the kids' record in high school, the courses they take, their intellectual curiosity, all of these things count, in my experience, equally as much as the SAT score.
That may be, but many students who aren't satisfied with their first round of SAT scores have already signed up to take the test again. Elaine Corey, NPR News.